Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
All right, so I want to start off the show with making an announcement that we are entering the high holiday season. The Rosh Hashanah holiday followed several days later by Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and followed by some days later of the Sukkot holiday. So our scheduling, our programming will not be regular during this next almost month. We will be broadcasting. We will be having some live shows, but it's going to be a hit and miss. The live shows will air when they're supposed to air if it is not holiday time or just before holiday time. So that I want to get out of the way right there. So as we approach, or as we are in, I should say, the Rosh Hashanah holiday, this Rosh Hashanah means literally the head of the year. It is the new year. And we are supposed to be at this time crowning God as king and also examining ourselves, becoming a new person, a better person during this time. But with all that's going on, all the anger, all the finger pointing, will we be seeing an angry struggle this year between different sects of societies, different populations, or does God want something else from us? When we're looking for answers from other people, it's widely and wisely said, sometimes God closes everyone else's ears, so you are forced to go directly to Him, to God. God is the only one who can help anyway. All right, we're going to be speaking today on the show with Rabbi Lazer Brody. He is dubbed in the Israeli media as Rabbi Rambo. I'm going to tell you why when we get back from the break, but he is a tough guy. And why he's called Rabbi Rambo, you will find out. We are going to listen to his wise words of what exactly does God want from us as the new year opens. And we try to improve ourselves and be better people while we're in the midst of a pandemic, while we're in the throes of a possible World War III with China and Taiwan and Iran and all of these other things that are on our plates. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Will it be an angry struggle this year, or does God want something else from us? And that's the topic we're going to be talking about today as we are in the midst of the Rosh Hashanah holiday. Rabbi Lazer Brody is going to be our guest, and he is a spiritual powerhouse. He was dubbed in the Israeli media as Rabbi Rambo, as he was an anti-terror combat soldier in the IDF, where he spent 19 years in regular and reserve Army combat service. After a serious brush with death, he became Torah observant and then became a military chaplain here in Israel, a position he held until his discharge from the IDF after 29 years of service. He's authored several books, including The Trail to Tranquility, 6 Days to the Top, and many other books in Hebrew and English. Rabbi Brody is a sought-after spiritual guide, speaker, and life coach. And he's here today to talk about what God wants from us as we enter the new year. You can visit his website at www.laserbeams.com, and the laser is spelled with a Z, laserbeams.com. And we will also post his website on our page where this show is podcasted. So I want to welcome to the show Rabbi Laser Brody.
Thank you, Tamar, and welcome to everyone. And
Did I lose you? Okay.
Everyone that's with us today.
Okay. So if you can, let's start with just a quick background of what the holiday of Rosh Hashanah is, because we actually have listeners even from the Muslim, Arabic countries, from all over the globe. Not everybody's familiar with any with Hebrew or with all the Jewish holidays. And if you do use any Hebrew, please try to follow it with an English translation so people can understand.
Okay,
go ahead.
Anything Hebrew, and if we have from Muslim countries, salamu alaikum. Okay. We welcome that all of humanity. We're all of Shem's children. We're all the children of the Almighty. And the sooner we know that, and the sooner we all have a true connection to the Almighty, there won't be any more war left on the face of the earth.
Amen.
Okay, so we have to know that the whole thing, faith. Well, what is faith? Faith is not religion. It's got nothing to do with religion. Faith means a person's own individual connection with the Almighty. Just know if a person buys a new Mitsubishi, he would be not too brilliant, not too intelligent, if you would not refuse to read the manufacturer's manual that comes in the glove compartment. Same thing, the Almighty gives us a set of laws. He's the manufacturer. He designed our body. He designed our soul. The human being is a combination of body and soul, unlike any other creation. You have the four levels. We learn in Kabbalah four levels of creation. The bottom level is the mineral level. Then there's the plant level. Then there's the animal level. Then there's human speech. And human is the only one who has a spiritual aspect of an angel and a physical aspect of an animal. And it's put together. So it means that if we do what we're supposed to do on earth, then we're higher than angels. And if we don't do what we're supposed to do, we're lower than the animals. But the Almighty is a beloved Father in heaven, and he guides us. So what happens in Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah means the head of the new year. According to the Hebrew calendar, which is a lunar calendar, the new year begins tomorrow night. It's the end of the last month of the year, which is Tishrei, which is Elul, and the beginning of the new month of Tishrei. But there's one thing. As opposed to civil New Year, which is the 1st of January, where people have parties and get drunk and do all sorts of things, our New Year is a time of introspect. How well have we performed our job on earth? Not only that, according to tradition, this is the day of judgment. New Year is a day of judgment when the Almighty looks at all of his creations and they are judged for another year. Now, just stop and think, Tamar, everything we went through this year, from COVID-19 to Surfside in Florida to forest fires and all over California to all the strife here in Israel. Everything we went through, this was all decreed last year at Rosh Hashanah. So it's really no joke. It's a serious time. But we know that despite the seriousness of the judgment day, the Almighty is a loving Father, much more loving than any human parent. And we know a parent that loves a child has to do proper education, proper discipline. So this is, our judgment is really educating us and disciplining us and putting us in the right track for those who want to hear. So this is the essence of Rosh Hashanah. And you have to understand this. When we understand this, we can understand why COVID and why every other challenge.
All right. So we are in the midst of a pandemic right now. And on top of this pandemic, there's hatred being spread by governments, the media, and others against people who have decided for whatever reason not to get the mRNA injection. They're being blamed for the rise in corona and even being called murderers. At the same time, the green passports given out by the governments around the world are being used to control people, allowing them to enter places that unvaxxed people are not allowed to go to. And this has caused a lot of animosity, protesting in the streets, a division between family members and friends. And the question is, where does it stop? Is this what God wants, a war between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed? And where should our energies go? Why is God doing this, and what are we to learn?
Okay, Tamar, to answer that question, it's a wonderful question. It's an intricate question, but I'm going to draw on both my background. A lot of people don't know that I'm not only a rabbi and a spiritual guide, but I'm also a health coach, a nutritionist, and a certified physical fitness trainer. So we have to understand body and soul. And the reason I do both is because, as I mentioned in our introduction, that the human has two aspects, body and soul, just like an aircraft has an engine and fuselage. And you can't fix an airplane just by looking at engine only or by fuselage only. You have to look at both. Okay, so we look at a human being and we look at COVID and now say with the media. Well, the last thing we want to form our opinions from is from the media, because we have our sources, we have our rabbinical sources, we have our Torah, we have the divine sources. But people don't want to go to that for whatever their agenda is, because they're limited. The Torah says that not commit adultery, but a person has his eyes on the neighbor's wife. He says the Torah is not true, because he wants to enable himself to do what he wants to do. And the Torah limits him. And all types, that's just a quick example. All right, so the media are the last people on the earth that you're going to get truth from, because the media has an agenda, where that agenda is power, political influence, money, or all three together. We know that the media, they really control, they think they control. It's a tool that the Almighty uses, especially when you look at Israel. Unnatural things are happening because of the media. And you can see if you have a decent prime minister, but he goes against the media, everything he does will be blasted in the media. And if you have a prime minister that makes every mistake in the book and is comfortable, a nice puppet for the media, then everything he does will be praised by the media. So COVID yes or COVID no is you don't make your decisions by the media. How does a person make decisions? First of all, you have to have a spiritual guide or a physician or both that you trust, and ask them what you need. Now, each person is an individual. What's good for Tamar is not necessarily good for Laser, and vice versa. I'll give you an example. Traditionally, myself, if you go in the truth, you don't have to hide anything. You don't have to be ashamed of anything. All through the years, I was a traditional anti-vaxxer. I didn't believe in vaccinations. I knew what they were made of, and that a lot of things, big pharma, and oftentimes they did more damage than good. I was traditionally against that. But here I am with a situation where I try to be young, but my driver's license says that I'm 72 years old.
Unbelievable.
And okay.
You're an inspiration.
And five years ago, I began a battle with atrial fibrillation, with heart difficulty. Thank you, Hashem, thank you, Almighty, but proper eating and proper exercise, and it doesn't limit me at all nowadays, but have to take into consideration the chances, all right? So my cardiologist, who is something very special individual whom I trust, I have the privilege of saying that the head of department in Ashdod Hospital, his name is Dr. Lev, Dr. Hart, Dr. Eli Lev, and I really respect him. And I've always got good information. I do things that are I'd go on minimum meds, and someone else in my situation would take five times the meds. But because of the way I eat, 100% natural, and the way I exercise all the time, all the time doing my routine, and stay in good shape. Okay, so I take about a fifth of that. But when it came to COVID, he showed me statistics. He said, listen, Laser, I know you're not the average 72-year-old. There's not many people 72 years that they're walking around looking like you do. But you have to understand this is a big, big danger for you. Because if you do get it, it's not like a 25-year-old healthy guy pretty getting it. This could affect what's the problem with your heart. And so I took the information and I went to my spiritual guide, who is the Melitzer Rebbe, You have to know one thing, Tamar, we have a hierarchy. Nobody considers himself the top. Okay, Lazer Brody has his spiritual guide, which is the Melitzer Rebbe, who's a great-great-grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Okay, and highly respected. He's off the radar as far as media goes. He's not one of these big publicity-seeking personalities.
Okay, Rabbi, I have to interrupt you because the music is on. We have to go to a break. Hold it right there. We want to hear what he had to say to you. We're going to be back, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Steve Miller.
And I'm Matt Zucker.
Join us for Lighten Up, where we take a look at the week's current events in Israel and from around the Jewish world through a humorous lens.
If you've been paying attention during these crazy times, you know that it's a challenge to parody life anymore. But join Steve and I as we give it the old college try. Not only is being happy an obligation, but life is just too short to take it all so seriously.
So join me, Steve Miller.
And me, Matt Zucker.
For Lighten Up every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Israel, only on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
All right, we are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, and our guest is Rabbi Lazer Brody. You can visit his website, by the way, at laserbeams.com. That's laser, L-A-Z-E-R, laserbeams.com. He also gives out classes. He's the author of books. You can look him up on Amazon, and you can order his books. You can probably get them from his website as well, laserbeams.com. And he's here talking to us about the Rosh Hashanah holiday and what God wants from us, because we're seeing such a split in society between the people who decided to take the mRNA injection and the people who decided it's not for them, or at least not for now. They want more data, whatever it is. But the governments and the media are coming down blaming people who have not gotten it, that we're still in the pandemic because of them, and the numbers are rising because of them, and there's a lot of fear, and people who were good friends or even family members are not speaking to each other anymore because one decided to get vaxxed and one didn't decide to get vaxxed. So what does God really want from us? Does he want us to take our sides and fight for what we believe in, whatever side you're on? Or does he want us to look at something, the bigger picture? And what is that bigger picture? So Rabbi Lazer Brody, in the last segment, you were talking to us how you were talking to the Melitzer Rebbe, and you were asking him what? Go ahead.
Okay, so I went to the Melitzer Rebbe, and I want the information I got from my cardiologist. And I said, Rebbe, what do I do with this? Okay, and he says, well, what have you been doing now? And I said, well, I've been doing, I ate every day a lot of fresh ginger, a lot of fresh garlic, hot peppers, and to show him my diet. And my diet is very anti-flu, anti-cold, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so give him the chimp. I gave him all the information and everything. And this was shortly after the Pittsburgher Rebbe died. He's another Rebbe in Ashdod. He was a close friend. Rafael Ben-Ami, a singer in Breslau, very popular singer. At my age, he also died. Yehuda Barkan, the actor, was also a good friend. He also died. And gave the information to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, well, you better listen to the cardiologist and take it. Okay, so I took it. With heavy heart, I took it. All right, so I took the COVID number one, COVID number two, but okay, I didn't do this with walking merrily to get the COVID shot. I for no one second trusted the COVID shot, because I know that the Almighty determines life and death. Now we know we have to do. You can't say you can't play baseball or in the middle of highway number one between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and say, Hashem, save me. No, we have to live our lives safely. We're not allowed to put ourselves in danger.
Right. Rabbi, I'm going to interrupt you only because I don't want to get too much into the pros and the cons of the vaccine, because we've been covering that a lot on our shows. But I want to say, what does God want from us on this holiday?
Okay, what's the past that? Take a look. There's one thing. It's not COVID. It's the Almighty. And people think they can outsmart the Almighty with a vaccine. You can't outsmart the Almighty with a vaccine because there was first, the fierce mutation was Alpha. Now we're in Delta. And there was Beta and Gamma in the middle. Now there's Delta. There's another strain coming out of India now that they say Pfizer and Moderna, they can't even touch. People are dying in the streets in India. So wait a second. A person is think they can outsmart the Almighty with a vaccination. It doesn't work like that. Because if we don't correct what we're supposed to correct, okay, what's the core correction? What happens with COVID? Doesn't matter, vaccine or not vaccine. You have to put a mask on your face. You're social distancing. Look, put the other. We're being kicked out of synagogue. Why being kicked out of synagogue? Mask on our face, social distancing. This is all the Almighty's yelling at us. Hey, my beloved children, stop speaking. Loshon Hara, stop speaking slander about one another. Stop being so this beautiful. I want a little bit of unity. What parent doesn't want his kids to be together? What parent enjoys the kids fighting?
Right.
Okay, it doesn't matter. You could probably respect someone. There's such a legitimate person has a legitimate view, a right-wing view, a left-wing view, this political party. But understand that it's your brother, it's your sister. But people don't do that. The intramural hate by us in the land of Israel, it's been unprecedented. You see this overseas, the anti-Semitism is unprecedented. People complain, and it's the same media that we saw, the same media that blasts the anti-Semitism outside the borders of Israel, the biggest anti-Semites. It's crazy. So I think the core reason, look at the core reason, it's not a matter of vaccine or not vaccine at all. It's a matter of understanding the language of the Almighty. Why is he doing, why the masks and why the social distancing? And so it's not that you have the green tag and the blue tag and the purple tag and whatever it is, it's all ridiculous. And the media is ridiculous. Don't waste time. To the run-of-the-mill media, it's a waste of time. But this is the way it is. What is the Almighty demanding for us? And this is something very basic that if you sing Yadid Nefesh on Shabbat, this is a student who wrote that, a student of the Arizal, Rabbi Elazar Askari, and he wrote a book called Sefer Haredim, that the book of those who fear the Almighty. And he talks about how every commandment in the Torah corresponds to a part of the body. So when a person, for example, if a person unjustly lifts up a fist in aggression against another human being, he's going to have a problem with his hand. No doubt about it, he's going to have a problem with his hand. A person looks at what he should not look at, he's going to have a problem with his eyes. A person, all types of his lewd thoughts, get headaches, all these types of things. And this is what happens when a person has a knowledge of the spiritual and the physical. Can solve a lot of physical problems by going to the spiritual core. For example, negative emotions. Negative emotions don't start in the body. They come from the soul. The emotions are a tiny part of the goes come from the soul. And the soul is a tiny microchip of the Almighty, which is in every one of us. Okay, so it's not the COVID, and it's not really vaccine or not vaccine. It's doing the Almighty's will or not doing Almighty's will. And people talk about Israel, and they're trying to secularize Israel in all types of different ways. Well, David Ben-Gurion stood in the United Nations in 1948, and he took out a Tanakh, he took out a Bible, and he said, this is when the Arab country says, we don't want you taking away our land, you're kicking out our people. He says, no, this is our right to the land. And he showed a Bible. Okay, so let's say the students of Mr. Ben-Gurion now, oh, this is our right to the land. Okay, well, why take, if you have a deed, or a contract. Contract has many clauses, and both sides are behooved to uphold all the clauses of the contract. You can't be selective about what clauses you want to uphold and what clauses you don't want to hold. Okay, so this is not popular, and this is politically correct, and this is not politically correct. No, our whole existence in the land of Israel is not a matter of political correctness, not a matter of media. And not a matter of COVID, not a matter of vaccines, but the COVID is just something. It's the tip of the iceberg. We could go and take this on every single issue. If we could go with it, the COVID, but what's happening in Jerusalem? Look at, you could see that the government, things that they were most critical about to go into all the political issues, they go completely 180, and now that's okay. This shows that the media, there's not a single thread of truth in the media. That's, we're not talking about Israel Talk Radio, of course not. We're talking about the mainstream media, but not a thread of truth. So this is, it's really not, COVID is a symptom. It's a tip of an iceberg, but it's something very more basic and much deeper.
So, you know, I feel like with all that's happening in the world, not just the COVID and not just the green passports, which is really, really big government going all the way to communism and controlling our lives completely, but also we're on the verge, I feel, of a possible World War III with China going against Taiwan. They're waiting any day to invade, I understand. Iran is supposed to be getting the nuclear bomb in any case because Biden has already brought down the prestige of the United States after his escape from Afghanistan, stranding his own citizens there. So he's lost the respect. People are wondering, is it worthwhile to be an ally of the United States when this is how they treat their allies and they we can't depend on them? And so this has really changed the geopolitical map in the world. So much is happening now, and this is in turn emboldening other people, emboldening the Taliban, emboldening the Russians when they see a weak America, emboldening the Chinese, of course, etc. And Iran, as I said. So with all this happening, I just feel like perhaps we are in the birth pangs of the Messiah, as they say, and it's just one new story coming faster and then the next one, and that's why I'm wondering, you know, what really does God want us to do? Because with the immediate threat that is affecting every citizen around the world, that's with the green passports, and so that's where it hits home most for us. But with so many other things going on as well, we really have to understand what to focus on, what to pray about when we are in synagogue or outside of synagogue, because we can't go into synagogue because of the pandemic, what we really should be praying for. So I would like you, if you can, maybe in the last segment when we get back, because we're just about to go to a break, if you can talk about that as we are praying and as we are hearing the shofar in English, what we should be thinking, what we should be feeling, what we should be understanding that God wants us to do for this upcoming year.
Tamar, you said it, bullseye, birth pangs of Messiah, birth pangs of Mashiach. And that will be the subject of our next segment.
Good, good. Because I just want to say here again that I want to remind our listeners, because I've been talking about this before in my show, that the green pass, I've come to the conclusion that the whole corona pandemic and the vaccines, etc., it's not about that at all. It's about the green pass, which will control us. And now they're saying, as I said, that if you don't get the third shot, your green pass is going to be revoked. And now they're talking about a fourth shot already. So this is actually not about the pandemic or about our health. It's about control. We're going to be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
Are you tired of political correctness and the fear that you might offend someone?
I'm not afraid to offend you.
Wow, look who's talking tough.
One has to be tough to keep sane today.
Hi, I'm Alan Skorsky.
And I'm Bayla Seabrow.
And join us every Wednesday for The Definitive Wrap as we interview the most sought-after guests and expose progressive trends that masquerade as enlightenment but actually destroy our freedoms.
We are the No Woke Zone, so buckle up for this exciting show.
Buckling up, but I'm driving.
Sure, you can drive, but I'm the navigator.
Tune in for the no-nonsense, The Definitive Wrap Show, every Wednesday on Israel News Talk Radio.
All right, we are back here at the Tamar Yonah Show on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. And as I was saying in the last segment, that we are in a situation where I believe, and this is my opinion, only, that we have come to a point in time where it is almost like the reincarnation of the Tower of Babel people, the people who wanted to build this tower to go into the heavens and dethrone God, and man would become the masters of their own destiny. They don't need God telling them what to do. And that's what I see with these green passports. I think that these green passports are in order to control us. They can say where we can go, what we can do, who can work, who can't work, who can open their business, who can't open their business, who can go visit here, and who has to stay home, who has to be in house arrest. This is all about control, and they're hitchhiking on the corona pandemic. That doesn't have to be, by the way, but that's another show, another story. And our guest is Rabbi Lazer Brody, and he is talking to us about the Rosh Hashanah holiday and what we really need to be concentrating on. And it's not against attacking each other with you got the vaccine or you didn't, but rather to fight against these Tower of Babel people who want to dethrone God. And the Rosh Hashanah holiday, the new year, is where we're supposed to do an accounting of our lives and of ourselves and trying to serve our King, the Creator. And Rabbi, you know, the hammer came down when I saw the news article that said that if people who don't get the third shot, it's going to be as if they're not vaccinated, and their green passports are going to be revoked. That's what Bennett said. What do you have to say about all of this?
Okay, it could be very simply. For example, my grandchildren, they didn't get vaccinated. And my grandson with my son-in-law just went to Uman. And what he did, he just got a COVID examination that he was clean. Then he got on the plane. Okay, he's clean. He didn't have any sickness. That really is what should be done. It's not a matter of vaccinated or vaccinated. Okay, if a person is infected, then a person has to go into quarantine and don't spread the disease to anyone else. Do the best you can. Okay, so it's not a matter, but here what they're doing is vaccinated or not vaccinated. That's really basically and essentially wrong. It should be sick or healthy, okay, infected or not infected. But you mentioned what the current government is doing. You have to understand the current government is doing everything in its power against the Almighty. That's an interesting comparison to the Tower of Babel. You have to understand, Tamar, that the Almighty let them build as much as they could. They couldn't go higher. They couldn't go higher because of the building materials they had. They couldn't go higher. And then they were shaking their fist at the sky. Oh, you know, we're gonna dethrone the Almighty. And then he laughed at him. And then he just didn't do anything. Just confused their language. And they all started bashing each other with hammers and whatnot. This is the same thing now. You have a very good Babel. Babel means mixed up. And you could see the same thing. Tamar, that's a beautiful comparison. Because our government, land of Israel, it's a Babel. It's a Tower of Babel. You have the right and left, and what was supposed to be far right, that turned out to be left. So to be far left, they're agreeing to right. It's crazy. It's crazy. So when a person stops and look, let's look at everything through eyes of Emunah. I don't look at things through media, through current events, but eyes of faith. What is the language that the Almighty is telling us? Why is Kapedi? He speaks to us. We have to understand through the stimuli in our environment. That's the way the Almighty speaks to us, because this is the language we understand, what's going on in our environment. But people make the wrong conclusions. Now, just look, you have a prime minister that's got 5%, maybe less, of the popular vote, and he's prime minister. This is unprecedented, not only in Israel, in any other government. And you have a coalition that no one could ever dream of. And this is unprecedented. Hashem is showing my beloved children, it's not the voter, and it's not political, and it's not this one's political skill or that one's political skill. Hashem put them in power. Hashem put them in power. Why? Because Hashem wanted to slaughter all of the holy cow myths, all the things that people believe in, and what the prophet Isaiah calls a wobbly reed. It's nothing but a wobbly reed. And we can see what's happening. Now, why is this happening? Why is Hashem has to do? Our sages tell us that before the Messiah comes, the Almighty has to kill all the myths in the world, all the lies, where it comes to people's faces, where they can't trust anyone. They can't trust anyone. We see that everything the government says within 24 hours, it turns around to be the exact opposite. Everything good. No justice, no truth, nothing. No justice, no truth, no American way, no Israeli way. So we could see this is what the Almighty is doing. So what do we do? What do we pray for? What is our job? I don't care about any political agenda, not right or not left. Our job, and this every one of us, and this is in the liturgy on Rosh Hashanah. I'll say it in Hebrew and I'll translate it. That every single creation should know that the Almighty created it. And every single action should realize that the action came from above. This is the first thing we believe in, the first principle, our 13 principles of faith that we got down to Maimonides, the Rambam. He codified from all our oral law. I believe with a full and complete belief that the Almighty, blessed be his name, he alone did, does, and will do everything. So I'm not angry at Bennett or at Lieberman or Lapid or anybody else. They have decided that they want to be in a certain shot. They have made their choices. You make a choice in life between good or bad. And the Almighty uses what a person's choices to symbolize his name. Pharaoh also had choices between good and bad. But the Almighty, he sanctified his name by use of Pharaoh. Pharaoh was a reverse sanctification of the name. And so, this is what's happening now with the current government, with current events.
So,
and
Rabbi,
you said...
Sorry, go ahead.
Let me just one more moment. You said something really bullseye in our second segment. You said the birth pangs of Mashiach. That is 100% accurate. That is an expression right out of the Gemara, right out of the Talmud. And why is it compared? Why do you say birth pangs of Messiah? Because when Messiah comes, it's just like a woman giving birth. She goes and she screams. And the Gemara says that when a woman gives birth, if men would give birth, we'd all have one kid and that's it. The man said, that's finished, couldn't do it. Okay. But a woman's bones come completely apart. And it's such a danger. That's why a woman says that a blessing called the gomil after being in danger, after giving birth. And that's it. But she gives birth after some woman screams. It's excruciating pain that can't even describe it. And then you have the biggest celebration in the world: baby son, baby daughter. If it's a baby daughter, we have a celebration we call a kiddush in the synagogue. And son, we have a bris. But it's one of the biggest celebration you can have when a new child comes in the world.
So, Rabbi,
it's the same thing. We have a new order come into the world. The divine kingdom of David, the divine kingdom come in the world. This is a new order. And this can only come into being with Chevlei Mashiach, with the birth pangs of Mashiach. And that's all that's going on with the COVID and everything else.
Okay, so we only have 3 minutes and the clock doesn't stop for us, even though we want to say more. So I need you to really encapsulize this. When we are in the synagogue or outside the synagogue, when we are praying on the Rosh Hashanah holiday, what should we be saying to God? What should we be praying for?
Okay, it's right there in your liturgy. I mentioned to it. When you get there, that it's we should also first pray for unity, that everyone knows the Almighty. It doesn't mean we have to be the same, because a soldier in the army, one's a paratrooper, one's in the Navy, one's a cook, one's a driver. It doesn't matter. We have to know that we're all doing the same, because we're all beloved sons and daughters of the Almighty. And we have to pray, first of all, to strengthen ourselves in emuna, pure, simple faith in the Almighty. How you want to serve the Almighty, that's up to you. Okay, with whatever color kippah, or with a kippah, without a kippah, that's all up to you. But the point is that our basic gratitude in life, he who gives us our living here, gives our every heartbeat, everything we have, it's all the Almighty. Okay, so this is what we have to pray for. We have to pray for that we should all merit faith. We should all should merit.
Somebody really wants you.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mute the phone.
Okay. We have exactly 1.5 minutes. Go.
Okay. So this is what we have to pray for. We should pray for Emunah, strengthen ourselves in Emunah, that the whole world should know Hashem, that the world should have Emunah. And this, you'll see things will turn around. It'll turn around personally in your own life. And you'll see how everything that's happening in your own life is all for the best. Emunah is the key to ridding yourself of stress. You rid yourself of stress That's a cortisol. The person that gives this on a diet, how come they can't lose weight? Probably the stress hormone, cortisol. They can't sleep at night, stress hormone. Emunah is good for the soul and it's wonderful for the body because the human body, the Almighty didn't create the human body for negative emotions. And the only way to get rid of the negative emotions is have that connection the soul needs with the Almighty. That's Emunah. And that's what we all have to pray for.
I just want to add in the last few seconds that, you know, there may be people that we are vehemently opposed to in their ideas of whether they're Trump supporters or Biden supporters or pro-vaccine or not pro-vaccine or whatever it is. It's important to go into the holiday and remain without what we say in Hebrew, machloket. Don't be angry and in an argument with someone. If you see that there's anger in an argument, cool it down. Understand that there's a bigger power here, and that is our relationship with God and what does he really want from us, and all these petty little fights of you did this or you support that, just leave it. Don't even spend time arguing it. Just be loving, be good, serve God in the way you can. As you said, Rabbi, it's our job to unify and to serve and have faith in God and to serve him.
One
whatever
word
means we
in
have
closing tomorrow.
We have 10 seconds.
One little word. You see it on laserbeams.com. I see the podcast, this morning's podcast. People that say, what do? I didn't prepare myself properly for Rosh Hashanah. Take on a commitment not to say a bad word about another human being. Take on a commitment
that
you won't judge another person fairly.
Thank you.
And that is a promise from the
Baal Shem
Tov that you'll be signed and sealed for the best year of your life.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page. And don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling from the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.